Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of
Letters of Note, Cats. Compiled by me, Sean Usher. Letter 1. Is Nature a Gigantic Cat? Nikola Tesla to Pola Fotich. 23rd of July, 1939. Born in 1856 in Smiljan, in what is now Croatia, Nikola Tesla was an inventor whose invaluable impact on the modern world is difficult to comprehend. During the course of his 86 years, he made numerous breakthroughs in the realm of electrical engineering, particularly around his AC induction motor, and by the time of his death, the father of electricity had approximately 300 patents to his name. In Washington, D.C. in 1939, aged 83 and in failing health, Tesla met Pola Fotich, the daughter of the Yugoslav ambassador to the United States, and they bonded over their shared love of cats. Soon afterwards, from his home in New York City, Tesla wrote to his new friend and revealed the reason behind his lifelong fascination with electricity. Read for you by Benedict Cumberbatch.
New York, July 23rd, 1939. My dear Miss Fotich, I'm forwarding to you the calendar of Yugoslavia of 1939, showing the house and community in which I had many sad and joyful adventures, and which also, by a bizarre coincidence, I was born. As you see from the photograph on the sheet for June, the old-fashioned building is located at the foot of a wooded hill called Bogdanich. Adjoining it is a church, and behind it, a little further up, a graveyard. Our nearest neighbours were 2 miles away. In the winter, when the snow was 6 or 7 feet deep, our isolation was complete. My mother was indefatigable. She worked regularly from 4 o'clock in the morning till 11 in the evening. From 4 to breakfast time, 6 a.m., while others slumbered, I never closed my eyes, but watched my mother with intense pleasure as she attended quickly, sometimes running, to her many self-imposed duties. She directed the servants to take care of all our domestic animals. She milked the cows. She performed all sorts of labor unassisted, set the table, prepared breakfast for the whole household. Only when it was ready to be served did the rest of the family get up. After breakfast, everybody followed my mother's inspiring example. All did their work diligently, liked it, and so achieved a measure of contentment. But I was the happiest of all, the fountain of my enjoyment being our magnificent Mashek, the finest of all cats in the world. I wish I could give you an adequate idea of the affection that existed between us. We lived for one another. Wherever I went, Mashek followed because of our mutual love and the desire to protect me. When such a necessity presented itself, he would rise to twice his normal height, buckle his back, and with his tail as rigid as a metal bar and whiskers like steel wires, he would give vent to his rage with explosive puffs. It was a terrifying sight, and whoever had provoked him, human or animal, would beat a hasty retreat.